They want to wash you in the river, I explained to Ivar and Ubba, and the Danes laughed. Ivar thought about it. Standing in a river for a few minutes was not such a bad thing, especially if it meant he could hurry back to quell whatever trouble afflicted Northumbria. I can go on worshipping Odin once I'm washed? He asked. Of course not, Edmund said angrily. There is only one god. There are many gods, Ivar snapped back. Many. Everyone knows that. There is only one god and you must serve him. But we're winning, Ivar explained patiently, almost as if he talked to a child. Which means our gods are beating your one god. The king shuddered at this awful heresy. Your gods are false gods, he said. They are turds of the devil. They are evil things who will bring darkness to the world. While our god is great, he is all-powerful, he is magnificent. Show me, Ivar said. Those two words brought silence. The king, his priests and his monks all stared at Ivar in evident puzzlement. Prove it, Ivar said, and his Danes murmured their support of the idea. King Edmund blinked, evidently lost for inspiration, then had a sudden idea and pointed at the leather panel on which was painted Saint Sebastian's experience of being an archer's target. Our god spared the blessed Saint Sebastian from death by arrows, Edmund said, which is proof enough, is it not? But the man still died, Ivar pointed out. Only because that was God's will. Ivar thought about that. So, would your god protect you from my arrows? He asked. If it is his will, yes. So, let's try, Ivar proposed. We shall shoot arrows at you, and if you survive, then we'll all be washed. Edmund stared at the Dane, wondering if he was serious, then looked nervous when he saw that Ivar was not joking. The king opened his mouth, found he had nothing to say and closed it again. Then one of his tonsured monks murmured to him, and he must have been trying to persuade the king that God was suggesting this ordeal in order to extend his church, and that a miracle would result, and the Danes would become Christians, and we would all be friends and end up singing together on the high platform in heaven. The king did not look entirely convinced by this argument, if that was indeed what the monk was proposing, but the Danes wanted to attempt the miracle now, and it was no longer up to Edmund to accept or refuse the trial. A dozen men shoved the monks and priests aside, while more went outside to find bows and arrows. The king, trapped in his defense of God, was kneeling at the altar, praying as hard as any man has ever prayed. The Danes were grinning. I was enjoying it. I think I rather hoped to see a miracle. Not because I was a Christian, but because I just wanted to see a miracle. Beorka had often told me about miracles, stressing that they were the real proof of Christianity's truth, but I had never seen one. No one had ever walked on the water at Bebbanburg, and no lepers were healed there, and no angels had filled our night skies with blazing glory. But now, perhaps, I would see the power of God that Beorka had forever preached to me. Breda just wanted to see Edmund dead. Are you ready? Ivar demanded of the king.